Wouldn't it be great to have a podcast with a qualified host who can turn complicated tax content into easy to understand everyday examples? Well, finally, there is. Welcome to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran, covering everything taxation from individual to corporate, income tax, corporation tax, capital taxes, and everything in between. This is Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Now here's your host, Aidan.
Hello and welcome to another podcast. It's Aidan here from taxexams.ie. We have lots of tax and accounting events and courses coming up over the coming months. And we're flat out with our coaching clients as we look into the new academic year. So please do make sure to check out my website, taxexams.ie, and do get in touch. I love hearing from you, my listeners. So what we're going to look at in today's session is the area of capital gains tax. What is capital gains tax, or CGT? Well, it's a tax on the disposal of a capital asset, and you have to make a gain. So we'll look at these three items in order. The rate of the tax is usually 33%, usually. And it was introduced in Ireland. It was introduced when a band called ABBA won the Eurovision with a song called Waterloo. We introduced a tax on that day, the 6th of April 1974, called capital gains tax. So it only applies to disposals on or after the 6th of April 1974. So if you see a disposal happening prior to this date, well, there'll be no CGT because it didn't exist. I said that we need to make a gain. What does the word gain mean? Well, in English, it might mean a profit. And in reality, it's usually simply the difference between what I sell something for and what it costs me. So I sell something for 100 euro. It costs me 20 euro. I make a profit of 80 euro. And being put simplistically, I need to pay tax of 33% on that 80 euro. And that's an important point. Who needs to pay the tax? Well, it's the person making the disposal. So the seller needs to pay the tax. And the seller is usually a human being in that it's an individual. So companies don't usually fall within scope to capital gains tax. They can in very limited circumstances, usually if they're non-resident or if they dispose of something called development land, which we won't worry about. So in order for CGT to arise, there must really be three elements or three conditions. There must be a disposal. There must be of an asset. And it must be by a chargeable person. So there's the three things. We must have a disposal of a chargeable asset by a chargeable person. Let's look at these three items in isolation. So the first item, let's say a disposal. What is a disposal? What does it mean? What does the word disposal mean if you look it up in a dictionary? We should have actually done that. I haven't. So in English terms, I would imagine it's something, you're getting rid of something or you no longer have it. And that might mean that I sell it on the open market. I want to sell my house, so I put it on the market. It might also be way of gift. So a disposal, if I want to gift my house, let's say to you, that's still a disposal. I might sell it to my mother, to a connected party, let's say at below market value. Well, that's still a disposal. And because I'd be connected to my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my family, then we would always impose market value. Because my dad, he tried to sell me a house last week, and the house is worth 300,000. And he said, you know what, Aidan, I'm going to sell you the house for €1. And he's going to pay the capital gains tax on the proceeds of €1. Wouldn't that be great? Even though the house is worth, let's say, 300,000. If you have disposals with connected parties, then you're always going to impose market value. So you pretend it's sold for market value. So we might also have, we mentioned a gift. We might have a part disposal. So maybe I sell part of my land or part of an asset. I have 5 acres and I sell 1 acre. That's a part disposal. I might lose it. It might be destroyed. It might burn down. My house burns down. That's a disposal. What's the proceeds? Usually the insurance proceeds, if any. What about a compulsory purchase order? I don't really have a choice in the matter, but it is still a disposal. What if an agent sells it, my car at auction? That's still a disposal, even though I technically might not be the one selling it. It might be done through the auctioneer, but it is still a disposal. So I asked, before we started this little section, I asked what a disposal is, and you would have thought of, you sell something. But no, it is that you sell something, but it's also, it can be a lot more. So we need a disposal. I have a chargeable asset. What are chargeable assets? Well, we can take it for the purpose of CGT. That is usually land, buildings, shares, and certain other assets. We'll call them chattels or non-wasting chattels. And I'm not going to get into the difference in this podcast between chattels and wasting chattels. I will in my next podcast. So we have an asset being disposed of. It still might not be actually taxable to CGT because we need to look at the person selling it. Are they a chargeable person? And a person becomes chargeable to CGT based on their residency position, their ordinary residency position, and their domicile. Remember, we said that you can't do a tax computation if you don't know what they're taxed on. And to summarize very quickly, you're resident if you're here for 183 days in the state or 280 days in the current and prior year with a minimum of 30 in each. We looked at that in a previous episode, episode number 6. We said your ordinarily residence position is based that you'd be that you're resident for 3 consecutive years, 3 years in a row. Year 1, year 2, year 3. You become ordinarily resident in year 4. Remember, it takes 3 years to acquire and 3 years to lose your ordinarily residence position. And your domicile is where you belong. And so it really depends on your residency position. And I have a chart on my site, taxexams.ie, to show each possibility based on you. Are you resident? Are you non-resident? Are you ordinary resident? Are you? But if I was to summarize it in 1 minute, I would say if you're either resident or ordinary resident and you're domiciled, that you're taxable on your worldwide gains. So any assets that you sell in the world. You're resident or ordinary resident, and you're not domiciled, you'll be taxed on your Irish gains, so Irish assets, and remittances. Remittances is the proceeds you send back into the state. And in any other circumstances, you're taxed on Irish-specified assets. And what an Irish-specified asset refers to is mainly land and buildings in the state. I'll have that diagram. If anybody needs it, just get in touch. But it's very important because you need to know, as I mentioned before, what are you taxed on? and your residency position will determine that. For all the taxes, well, for, you know, for income tax, for capital acquisitions tax, for capital gains tax. So your residency position will derive or drive your tax position. All right, guys, so I hope you got some benefit out of this session. I will cover more CGT. I will go back to income tax. I'll be talking about VAT, capital gains tax, capital acquisition tax, stamp duty. And there's no structure. I'll talk about different aspects on a weekly basis. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating. Please like it, share it, subscribe, and do get in touch. Talk to me. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much and happy Saturday. Enjoy your weekend.
You've been listening to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Aidan is a fully qualified chartered accountant, a chartered tax advisor. He's a full-time tax and accounting lecturer and has over 15 years working in the area. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us at taxexams.ie. For questions and comments, send an email to info@taxexams.ie and join our Facebook group at Tax Accounting Training. See you next time.